Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our way to connect every single day, you and me. You and me. It's just you and me here listening to this podcast, using the internet as a way to fortify, to bolster, to augment our passion, our love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever it is to us, whatever level we're at. But most importantly, it's a way for us to check in, to find ways to improve ourselves so we can enjoy a higher quality of life. Personal development, personal power, finding ways to use all of our talents, our abilities to their fullest, to identify and exploit all the resources that are already available to this, and it maybe even find some more. And that's finding ways to squeeze more productivity out of the time we have available to us, to find people in our lives who are willing to help us, and we're more than willing. We look for ways to add value to their lives so they can add value to our lives. That's the way it works. And this is what we do every single day. We just check in, focusing on how we can become a better version of ourselves. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. I want to give a shout out to two people today, and that's Karis Matthews and Mark Vernon. Karis Matthews and Mark Vernon. Thank you guys so much for liking, for sharing, for commenting on my Facebook page, on the bodybuilding.com message board thread that I have, on skiplacour.com. You know, I ask you guys, hey, spread the word. If you are enjoying this, right? If you're getting something out of this, the people who are like you will get something out of it too. So if you like it, you share it, they'll see the picture, they'll say, hey, what's that all about? What's this morning connection all about? And that's how we'll grow this. And I can get up every single morning excited to share these thoughts with you. More importantly than maybe something brilliant I say or not so brilliant that I say, it's just a time that you set aside for yourself to think about you and how to become a better version of yourself. That's what this is all about. And Karis Matthews, Mark Vernon, I want you guys to send me an email because I have a gift for you. I want to start rewarding those of you who spread the word. I see your likes, aggressively liking all my quotes, this podcast, commenting, spreading the words. As you know, I have so many information products. You see what I, this is podcast number 30. So you see like everything that's gone into my brain, all my successes, all my failures, all the strategies that have worked. You know, I'm creatively thinking, how can I spread this message, right? So you've been listening to this podcast now for 30 days in a row. We're 30 for 30, right? No misses. If you're new to this podcast, welcome, welcome. So this is what I've been doing for years. I've been doing this for years. And so all the areas that I've tried to improve upon, I've worked towards improving upon, bodybuilding, training, fitness, man formation, leadership, the business of bodybuilding and fitness, I've done information products like this that you can see them all on skiplacour.com, right? So I have these great digital products, these great presentations, these ebooks and things like that, right? Where I've done this type of thing for years. So why don't I, you know, we have this power of the internet. What's it cost me now to reward you and send you like a $200 package when you do something really outstanding, right? It helped me out. Or, you know, a $100 man formation course, or, you know, even something like a $25 nutrition ebook, right? What's it cost me to get that email to you? So I'm going to start rewarding you for your efforts. So I want to see all these likes, all these shares, all these comments, all right? Hey, that's the least that I can do for you for helping me out and growing our community here. So again, Karis Matthews, Mark Vernon, get in touch with me, send me an email. I also want to thank Keith Lane. Keith, I got your email this morning. Hey, I just want to tell you, those comments, nice comments, very encouraging. I really appreciate that. There's one thing that I want to share, and I do this I try to be as transparent as I can think of. Now, you have to understand is when I get on this podcast, you know, I have things that I think, wow, they could benefit from this. Boy, this is something that I used to think this way, and it wasn't working for me, but I was so certain that was the way to go about things, that was the way to think about things, and maybe I've made this change through a lot of hard work, and now I can see the benefit of me changing my ways. And so those are the things I really like to talk about. It's not so much things that I'm so great at or I've always done it this way. Most of the things I talk about are really because I did it wrong many times before I actually did it right. And I really think, you know, that's what I'm most passionate about is sharing my defeats and my weaknesses in my thinking and the way I took action so that I can plant that seed in your head, give you my insight. So when you run into those challenges, which we're two like-minded people. I may be a little bit older than you or a lot older than you. I may be further along in my journey, but you'll be going through the same challenges in thinking and doing that I have somewhere along the line. And if I can tell you about my experience, when you run into that challenge, you'll be more mentally and emotionally prepared to deal with it because of I told you about it and we connect it in this way. So that's another great benefit of listening to this podcast. Even though, you know, for some of you, some of the things that I talk about, they're not going to come up into your life maybe for 6 months or a year. But when they do, that's when all this information, all these stories, everything I'm sharing with you, that's when it'll really serve its purpose. That's when you'll really get the value. And I just want to, you know, say is that, you know, I have been an entrepreneur working for myself for, I don't know, about 15, 16 years now. And even that, I mean, quitting my regular job and all the benefits and all the security was a very, very challenging thing. So if you have a job and you have this vision of your life, if you have these goals, that you're going to be an entrepreneur and, you know, you have a great job or maybe you don't have a great job and you know that you're going to have to bust out of it someday to really use the most of your talents and your abilities to really go out there and put your heart out and your effort and risk and your money. If you're ever going to have the quality of life and all the options in life that you really want, you know you're going to have to bust out of this job, right? So that can be a really scary process if you're thinking, no, I know I have to do it. You always write it down on your goal sheet. But actually, when it comes down to it, you're thinking to yourself, how the hell am I going to ever do this? Who am I kidding? How am I going to ever do this? Well, let me just tell you, I totally, totally understand. I totally understand that point. You know, sometimes entrepreneurs just seem fearless or, you know, it may seem like they're just backed by all this money, maybe the family support. So it may not seem like they're risking so much. The chances are that that is not true. Now, again, I don't know everybody's situation, but I'll tell you what I like is when I'm around entrepreneurs or really successful people, when you really hear their story, when you really hear the story, the emotions that they went through before they made it big, all the sacrifice, all the self-doubt that they went through, I'll tell you, it's very inspiring to me. Now, I understand, I've heard a lot of people, you know, tell their stories about the risk, how things didn't work out, how they're one penny away from bankruptcy and things like that. And because they were already successful, right, I really couldn't relate. I go, yeah, but, all right. And when somebody is successful in an area of life that you want to be successful at, right, and they talk about their woe stories. Do you do that? Yeah, but do you find ways how they're special, they're unique, they really had so many more advantages than you did? And so, yeah, they talk about these hard times, right? But did they really? Now, me, I really have hard times, right? So let me encourage you, when you find those inspirational people who are in places in life that you want to ultimately be at too. You want to thrive. You want that level of accomplishment, that achievement, everything that they're experiencing. And you hear their stories. Really try to connect. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Don't be like I was. Don't think like I thought. Yeah, but that's not my situation. My situation's tougher. No, yeah, buts. Really try to connect. Right? And that's what I try to do with these stories. And it goes back to the letter that Keith Lane talked about. He sent me. And I want to tell you, how much I appreciate those letters. Because, again, over all this time as being an entrepreneur, and actually even before that, when I even started, going for my bodybuilding and training career, a lot of self-doubt along the way. And you can't expect, people to send an email and encourage you. You have to be your number one cheerleader. You have to find a way to spin your situation, to manipulate your mind in a way of going forward, no matter how much self-doubt creeps up, right? If you want the best things in life, you're going to be challenged. There's no doubt about it. And, I remember along my journey, I can remember the first memories of me getting to where I have this opportunity to speak to you here today. And that was when I had my regular job. As you know, I worked my up the grocery store chain, or maybe you don't know. I worked there for 15 years, solid job, good amount of money for like 20 something years old, worked my way up through a lot of different people, was, the star of this little actually it was a big organization, and had the benefits and all the security. I really knew there was more in life, for me. And how was I going to put this together? How was I going to go from a job where it's security, stability, there's a template, they have it all lined out. So all I had to do was really work hard with the system they had set up, and I would be rewarded with promotions, with money, with the salary, with the bonuses, with all the benefits, the medical, the dental, the vision, everything, right? To go to jump from that to this, unknown world of bodybuilding, training, and fitness, which is just like any business. Anytime you're an entrepreneur, I don't care what it is. If it's something that is your passion and your love, it's going to be challenging. There's just no doubt about it. So, some people say, oh, it's so challenging. It's so hard to make it in the bodybuilding and fitness world. That should be somebody's hobby, right? Well, they have a point. I mean, not everybody can do this. No doubt about it. And trust me, there have been times when I was winning national championships and it just sucked everything out of me to the way I went about it, to become the champion, that I didn't pay attention as much to the financial part of it, the real business part of it. I did great at the marketing and presenting myself and, writing articles and influencing other people. But, business is about making money. You got to make enough money. And what I would normally do through my process, especially earlier along the way, is that I was really heavy, heavy, heavy on the art of it, creating, influencing people, great articles or videos or whatever I was doing to spread my passion and my message, and a lot lighter, too light on the business end of it. So I would pretty much I'd make as much money as I kind of quote unquote needed to, and then that would be it, and it would be back onto taking the art part of it to higher and higher levels. And there have been times where I didn't have that balance in place. And I remember, I just won a national championship. People all around the world being inspired and benefiting from the value I provided them. And I'm thinking, what could I do for a job? I can't quit this, but what if I don't make enough money? And I'd see a taxi cab go by or something. What if I was a taxi cab driver? And then I would think, well, that wouldn't look too good. You pick somebody up in a taxi. Hey, aren't you Skip LaCour? Wow, things must be tough. And actually, it was those type of things that made me just stick with it, persevere. But I'm just telling you, man, there have been many, many times along the way where I'm like going, how am I going to make this work? I know this is a neat little gig, but man, it doesn't seem to be working out. And so, You know, your letters of encouragement, I can't tell you how many times over the years they help me persevere. Stay up one more hour at night, try one more thing, right? Because I'll tell you, you know, you talk about this Morning Connection podcast. Here I am, 30 for 30, delivering. I will not let you down. This is what I promise you. I have to be creative. I have to think of something to talk about. I have to be willing to bare my soul to you, get it posted, all the technology. Not everything that I've done, most things really, and think about this for you in life, most things that I've done have been flops, really. They've been something that I really enjoyed. Maybe a lot of you have found value in a neat little trick, a great little artistic talent, or, you know, a portrait. But as far as a business endeavor, most of them have not worked. And you just got to hurry up and try another one. You know, I always say that if I have 10 ideas, only one of them is probably going to meet my expectations. At the same time, before I start anything, I have to pump myself up, that I've got to get myself in a total state of belief that everything that I put into this, that I give it my all, that it is going to really pay off. So I can't, there are many ideas that I've had that, you know, it took me months, if not longer, to actually go for it and implement it because I couldn't convince myself that it was going to be worth my time, that this was really going to work out, right? So, and that's, so the first step is I have to believe. And at the same time, I understand that most things aren't going to work out. They're not going to meet my expectations. And I joke around, you know, with my wife, I think, all right, here, this is the one, right? Knowing that I'm probably going to go 1 for 10. But I have to work diligently and intelligently and be an emotional state that whole, whether that project takes 2 weeks or 2 months or even longer, that this is going to be the one, knowing also the other side that it's probably not going to be the one. Think about that. Think about how challenging that is. So what I do is I just hurry up and get 10 out of the way. I take action. Boom, 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 boom. You know, I've had, I sent out two emails yesterday about big, huge projects that, you know, it's going to take more than just me. I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm going to have to do the work, a lot of work in a lot of different areas. It won't work unless I get the support of, you know, bigger players, right, so to speak. And I don't mean to, again, sound cryptic about it, but it doesn't matter what it is, but I need the help of some big players for this to work. And then when I see that we're in line, that they're interested in this, then I've got to work my freaking ass off. All right. So, you know, so I just sent out the emails, put it out there, wrote up a letter, wrote up the presentation, and threw it out there. All right. We'll see what comes back. But I have, those are two. You know, I got to think of 10. The more I just think about things, one of them is going to hit, one of them is going to work. And I have to have that belief. Sometimes it's not that easy to believe. So, yeah, that's what I go through. I don't know what it may seem to you like from this side, but I'm just telling you, that's what it really is. And I use my bodybuilding contest as an example. I mean, people see me as the 6-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion. And that's something I'm very proud of. A lot of work went into it. And, you know, we talk about this one contest that I did, this national championship. I did it for 10 straight years. I was the only competitor to do it for 10 straight years. So there's a story right there. Consistency for such a long period of time. No breaks every year. The only guy to do it. You know, I won the overall title twice in those 10 years. Only twice, right? So 8 out of 10 times, there was a bodybuilder, at least one, who was better than me, 8 out of 10 times, right? I won the national heavyweight championship 5 out of those 10 times, right? So that means that 5 out of 10 times, there was even a better heavyweight at least one better heavyweight than me at that show. All right, so just think about it. I mean, so here we are stacking 10 years together, grinding out successes, failures. But really, there was a better bodybuilder than me there 8 out of 10 times. But as we look back now, those two home runs have created so many other opportunities for me to exploit, for me to take advantage of, for me to build upon. And that's what life is about. So if you're out there, you have these ideas, you don't seem to think they'll be work out, hey, join the club. I mean, I am right there with you. I still to this day, I mean, I have this board full of ideas, and they're somewhere in the stage of me getting to them, prioritizing them, but most importantly, for the amount of work and effort and creativity that it takes. I mean, why they're not being done right now is because I'm probably in the back, no, why should I even say probably? Because I know in the back of my mind, I'm building the confidence. I'm looking for distinctions. I'm looking for people who have been successful. I'm building up my confidence so I can put the effort into it. So if you can relate to that, hey, you're in good company. That's just how it works. Now, if it looks like, man, I'm throwing up all this stuff and wow, he's done this, he's done this, and he's done this, and he's done this, that's just because, you know, the reason why you point out those 5 things, I'm telling you, I've done at least 50 things. There's at least 45 things that did not work out that you have no idea that I did, but it took me just as much time, just as much energy, just as much heart, so much disappointment when they didn't work out for 45 other things. I'll tell you, the 5 that work, so to speak, it isn't like the ones that work, you put in more heart and soul and you have more enthusiasm and you put the most time in and that's why they worked. It doesn't work that way. There's a lot of those 45 that I put in just as much time, effort, passion, money. And I believe that they were even maybe just as good, if not better, than those 5 that worked. And those are things that, man, I just had to give up. They just didn't work. So, you know, that's the way this works. And I'll tell you, like, again, your comments, Keith, from your email, it just gives me the validation of what that confident side of me really already knows, right? But it's always great to have it validated, especially when someone takes the time and writes an email and you can just feel the passion. It really helps me out. I can't tell you. I mean, I guess I should play off this guy who's 100% confident all the time, right? I guess I could play that way, but that's not how it is. That's not how it is for me, right? So letters like that help. I remember probably my greatest victory was the 1998 Team Universe Championship. And the reason why that was one of my greatest successes in life is because of all the failure and the disappointment. And that's when I quit my job with, you know, I was 27 years old. I had worked for this job that, you know, at that time, you know, I was paid $75,000 a year. I worked Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. It took me years to work to that position. All the benefits, you know, I'll just tell you this is that as a entrepreneur, my own businessman, you know, for just the 3 of us, my wife, myself, and my daughter, I mean, I'm probably paying about $1,500 a month just in medical insurance, right, out of my pocket. So I'll tell you, you know, I had all those benefits before I gave, you know, all that stuff up. And then here I am with this disappointing 5th place finish. At that time, after I quit my job, all the security, it really looked like my bodybuilding career was going to be over. But I couldn't quit because I threw myself, you know, off the cliff. It's either fly or die. And so that year was filled with so much pain and so much fear, and I just worked so hard. Well, even though I know I worked hard, even though I know it's looking good, I had a guest appearance in Detroit. I had a guest appearance in Detroit like 2 weeks before. And, you know, one thing is I just continued my same eating, my whole process. It wasn't like And for those of you, because I know I have a lot of people who have no idea what this competitive bodybuilding is all about. A guest appearance is when they take someone with some national or international recognition and they bring them to the local contest where it's their bodybuilding contest. All the local people compete. And so they bring someone who's nationally or internationally recognized for what they do as a bodybuilder to just do a little appearance, all right, to draw some attention to their show and add value to that particular competition in that town. So I had one in the Detroit area, and I just remember that guest appearance, I felt I looked so bad. I had worked so hard. And again, I had done poorly the year before. I had everything out of line, and it was 2 weeks before. Now, skip to the end of the story, was I won the overall championship, and really, it was it was my personal comeback story. I still look back on it fondly, but it also was a great bodybuilding achievement. The amount of conditioning that I showed up there really set the stage for the rest of my career, the standard for me to reach. But I didn't know that was going to happen. And I was just filled with all this pain and emotion and angst and uncertainty. But what I had done was, you know, back in those days with emails, I would, you know, people now we can connect on Facebook or comments or things like that. But I used to collect all of your letters, all of your words of encouragement, all of those things that how you share to me, passionately share to me, how I've helped you, how I've added value to your life, how I've inspired you. And I had this little booklet and I remember I was on the plane right home. I was filled with, God, so much. I can almost feel the pain and the angst that I was feeling. Because I had boxed myself in. I mean, I just had to work hard, and I had so much riding on it. And that's what I just learned so much about myself. But I pulled out all these notes. I put them in a little binder, and it was the flight home. And back in those days, you know, it seemed they would have flights. They would have flights like, I don't know, from Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, all the way to California. And there'd be like 10 people on the flight. They don't do that these days. They either cancel the flight or make sure it's all booked or they don't fly. But those days, you just had, you know, plenty of room, right? They didn't fill up the flights. And I just remember after all this pain and anxiety and this, I didn't think I looked good at this guest appearance. The show was 2 weeks up this year of pain. I had a good friend, Glenn McIntosh. Glenn McIntosh there. And he even said to me, like when he dropped me off at the airport, I can still remember this too. He goes, you know that sodium loading depleting thing that you're doing? You need to stop doing that. So he was kind of reaffirming that I didn't look good, you know, at this guest appearance. And, you know, the process is you're going to hold more water until showtime. And things did work out. And, you know, I look back, that you put in 1998, I put Natural Michigan under YouTube. Actually, they posted that guest appearance that I'm talking about right now, that I'm here talking about how bad I looked, right? I look back on that now, and I'm looking at it and go, wow, I look pretty damn good, all right? But definitely didn't feel that way, and good wasn't good enough, right? And so I was flying back, and this pretty much empty flight had my own row, and I pulled out all these letters from people just like you, appreciating, you know, what I've done for you, the value that I created. And man, it was just at a point, so much isolation, so much on the line, so much angst, so much pain, so much uncertainty, totally throwing myself out there, going for it, right? And I remember I was just reading your letters, and I was just bawling like a baby. I was just bawling. I mean, I was just so touched by your letters. Could have been the extreme dieting. It could have been the uncertainty. What am I going to do with my life? I just gave up my job or whatever. But I'll tell you, at that moment, your letters meant so, so much to me. I was so moved, sitting in that airplane, crying like a baby. Right? So I just want to tell you is that I really appreciate the comments. Now, you know, if you're complimenting me or something, you know, is providing some value to you. I just want to tell you, and this isn't really about me, this is about you. All the stories that I say, I want you to feel it, your journey, what you're going through, right? This isn't about me. But I just want to tell you, if you're writing a letter of how something is moving you, I just want to tell you is that it took so much psyching myself out, fostering up confidence, persevering, the discipline to follow through. That thing you're complimenting me on, I probably had in my head for maybe 2 years before that, before I actually stepped up and delivered, right? So it went through a long, long process of my own internal battle to be confident enough to actually follow through by the time you sent me that letter, right? So I just want to tell you, those things matter. Those things matter. And, you know, I just want to tell you, all the likes, all the shares, the supporting of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my information products on skiplacour.com, liking, sharing, retweeting, like I said, sending me these emails. I read them, and I may not respond to all of them. I just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you so much. Again, though, you should take away from this that, man, it feels like, you know, you're battling your inner demon, so to speak. Can I really do this? Trying to muster up the confidence to actually follow through, to, you know, have this thing that you sold yourself on that it's going to make a difference in your life, but you just can't get yourself to take action, and you can't figure out why. That I know what you're talking about, man. I know what you're talking about, and hopefully me sharing these stories of my uncertainty are helping you out. So you just keep on keeping on, understanding that if you can't get yourself to do it, you know, keep on pressing yourself, deal with that angst. Because what's going to happen is it's so painful for you to actually get going and following through on your dream and to get to work and persevere through the ups and downs to actually make it happen, right? It's painful for you to jump in. You don't have that confidence level that you should, right? What's going to happen if you just deal with the angst, it's something magically is going to happen one day. And that's going to be, it's going to be so painful for you not to take action, not to move forward with your dreams, not to make this finally happen, all right? So it's painful to get going, to deal with the demons and the lack of confidence, that, can I really do this? So you put it off, that it's painful to get going. Keep on keeping on, because it's going to be painful for you not to get going. And then you hurry up and get your 10 things in. All right. So that's our morning connection for today. Again, thank you so much for that letter, Keith. And Karis Matthews, Mark Vernon, get in touch with me. Send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. I want to thank you for supporting me. So that's our morning connection for this morning. Have a great day.